Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. October 6th through the 12th is PA Week, and we do this every year. But this year is especially important because this year is the 50th anniversary of PAs. And for the 50th anniversary of PAs, for PA Week, we're going to talk all about PAs. But for the entire month, some other PAs are going to be on to talk to us about all different topics coming up. With our many advances, there's still so much we can do. We have been doing a lot as PAs over the last 50 years. We've been growing in so many directions. We do new things. We have podcasts such as this one that's out there. We have podcasts in other groups as well. And we love doing it. PAs love being out there in medicine. We have such an important impact, but we also have some challenges and some challenges that lay ahead for us too. So with this month, we're going to talk a lot about PAs and our roles and what we do, but not just talking about PAs by themselves. We're going to show how PAs play roles in other things too, including other aspects of medicine, research, what have you. But let's talk about PAs and some of the milestones we've made. We have grown almost exponentially as a profession. We have done a lot of new things over the last few years, especially, and we are always working to expand our role. We have been gaining more recognition, autonomy with time, and we've actually been able to make some major headway where we haven't been able to in the past. Although it's really controversial, optimal team practice, or OTP, has really given us the potential to propel ourselves forward even more and provide more benefit for patients and expand in the healthcare team we work in. We continue to push forward for expansion and allow for the scope of practice to expand at the individual, organizational, state, and national levels. But this journey has been a difficult one, and we've actually even moved past the national to the international stage, where we're now working in other countries and PAs are volunteering and being paid, but and a lot of times very low pay compared to the US, to show what PAs are capable of in other countries. Many of our colleagues recognize the importance of roles, and we should not forget them. In fact, this PA week, I want us to thank our colleagues, the physicians, the NPs, the paramedics, the nurses, for recognizing us and appreciating what we do. This is as much about them as it is us, because a lot of this we could not do without them, especially the physicians. So the physicians who are listening, I want you to know we truly care and we appreciate what you do to help us out. But we also appreciate everyone else because they help in many different ways. If we didn't have the nurses and paramedics who supported our roles, we really couldn't do what we're able to do anymore. There are many of those who are not PAs that listen to this blog and podcast, and I want to again say thank you for doing so because we appreciate what you do. We want you to help show what we can do. I want to encourage those who are listening who aren't PAs to show us that you care, to show us that you really do believe that we play an important role, not only this week, but always, just in general. And let us know that you stand beside us when we have the patients or the colleagues who aren't really on our side, because unfortunately there are still those who don't really believe that PAs play an important role. Now, to the individuals who aren't working in medicine but are just listening for their own enjoyment, I want to thank you too, because you too are playing an important role. The patients who allow us to be part of their healthcare team, to allow us to help manage their care, it's such an important role, and we really need to know that the patients care not necessarily about the title, but about the care we actually provide them, that service we give. Because a lot of patients really don't care if you're a physician, a PA, an NP, or whatever. They want to know that you really care about them and that you're knowledgeable. But the biggest thing I've noticed is patients care about how much you care for them. With all the good, though, there also comes the long road. I don't want to call it the bad because it's just another challenge we have to do. Sadly, though, there are definitely those individuals who push us down, who go against PAs and other non-physician colleagues, and this is disheartening, but I don't treat it as being personal. There's usually other factors to play. I understand people have different bad experiences in the past, but at the same time, I don't diss all physicians, I don't diss NPs, I don't really diss anyone because of the one person that doesn't do things right. I respect the roles of others. I appreciate and understand their roles, their challenges. So what I want you to do is the same thing. If you happen to know that colleague who doesn't really appreciate the role of PAs or other non-physician colleagues, to help try and set them back on the right track. Realize that anyone can make mistakes and that unfortunately it's not appropriate to really limit the one person for the whole group. We must demonstrate our abilities and to support each other to make the right decisions. Recently, I actually had a listener who emailed me about a similar experience they had with an attending. The listener, who's a fellow PA, called for an emergent consult with a very sick patient. That consultant, who was the attending, then refused to talk to the PA, saying that they were not good enough and that they only wanted to speak with another attending physician. Luckily, the emergency medicine attending physician stepped in and made sure to tell the consultant two things. The first was that the individual who best knew the patient was the PA and that he as the attending could not give the pertinent details and really didn't know much about the patient. Secondly, the attending informed the consultant that for any cases in the future, the consultant should speak directly with the provider who's taking care of that patient. If the consultant had an issue with this, he should learn to adjust as this would not change. That EM attending was also the medical director of the department, and guess what? No issues afterwards. So having one physician help stand up and support the decision of a PA at a critical time and getting another physician on board with the idea was huge. I do want to flip to a second example, though, of another challenge. Not just are we having the problems in the emergency department, but also the consultants who are PAs get called upon sometimes. And there was another example that another listener gave where an EM attending refused to speak with a consultant PA saying that the patient was quote unquote too sick to be handled by a PA versus the specialist attending. Luckily, the PA in a very calm and appropriate manner was able to redirect the attending to give the information that they needed to get the proper consult. But this behavior was both unnecessary and created barriers and friction between them that really didn't have to be there. And again, it didn't change anything in the patient care. One of the things we have to remember and we get reminded on frequently is that we know our limitations as PAs. In fact, I feel like PAs, we get this a lot in our training, and this is appropriate because we need to understand that we can't fix or do everything. Luckily, our own colleagues do this a lot, and especially when it comes to PAs in general, when it comes to managing patients, we do a good job about telling our fellow colleagues this, whether they're physicians, PAs, and PEs, it doesn't matter. We know our limitations, and we make sure not to exceed our scope of practice. This is all important. This is all something that we need to be able to tell those, and to not only tell them, but show them. Be able to get people on who you need. But remember, we can grow as a profession over time and as individuals, because I can guarantee you some of the things I do now were things that our founding fathers as PAs were not able to do. I can also guarantee you that the things I do now that are a bit of a challenge because of barriers have also gotten easier with time because I've been able to show competence in it. And I really guarantee you that in the future, we are going to continue to expand that role and we need to demonstrate our abilities to do such. Really, this all comes down to, I know this is a long road. I know this is going to be a challenge, especially at the lower levels. The individual and organizational levels can sometimes be some of the hardest. And the states can lag in some areas. And I am so flustered at times with my own state, but I recognize that we are able to grow. And we can do so nationally and internationally too, but we need to get involved in the process. Because our future as PAs is very bright. Our profession is young and we are growing. We need to address the barriers to healthcare and we need to continue to make a positive impact. We've been around for 50 years, but we will be around for much longer than 50 years. Let us acknowledge this and keep pushing forward and let nothing be too big or too small for us as PAs. There are many challenges and many changes in the PA world, and the same's going on with the podcast. Now, our bandwidth sponsorship is ending, and that's unfortunate, but we do have some plans for the future. In fact, if you're interested in being a sponsor or know anyone who would be interested in being a sponsor, please let us know. We're always happy to entertain the idea of a new sponsor. but we're even investigating other ideas to help make up for the difference. And one of them may even be possibly CMEs. If you're interested in the idea of CMEs, please let me know. And especially if you're someone who can help out with the CME process, that would be huge because it's a bit of an undertaking. But please let us know if you're even interested in this, because I think we can get away with this. We may even be able to do it for free or at a very reduced cost. So I know that's another big part, because I want to make sure that we're getting good CMEs for a low, low price. We need your feedback in general. The podcast is growing, but we really need you to give us those 5-star ratings in the Apple Podcast. And it's very easy to do. You go to the podcast section, go under search, search our name, Total EM. We should pop right up. And then you can write a review from there. Even if it's not that, just tell colleagues. Let colleagues know that we're here. Give them this information. I know this isn't as much of a clinical podcast so much as this one seems to be a little more about just the general concepts of PAs and how we're growing and how we're expanding with time. I understand there's going to be a lot of challenges for us, but I know we can expand. I know we can get better. And like I said, this month is going to be all about celebrating PAs and the many things we do. But until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.